Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software, the purveyor of timberry.com, which is a website that I promise you don't want to live without. You'll thank me later when you go there. The creator of the outstanding website where you can find out how to do a better job of business planning, bplans.com. One of the great education, one of the great resources, practical execution resources for business planning on the planet, bplans.com. I'm so proud of myself, Tim, for having told people about that site for 18 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
been
as proud as I am of you for creating it. I'll tell you how long I've been telling you about it. There was like a dozen business plans on it when I started telling you about it. And now there's like, you know, dozens of hundreds, there's lots of them out there. So
yeah, more than 500 now.
Yeah, how about that? So check
like
it out.
Like 4,000 articles.
Yeah. So, okay, Tim, we're talking about market research, capital M, capital R. We've talked about the impact that the fact that small business owners really have a great advantage. They just got to make sure they're looking for the right thing that we talked about, that you know, expectations maybe something they want to make sure they look for when not what their customers want to buy, but what are their expectations for the whole experience, right? The whole experience.
Yeah.
What else?
So I have a recommendation for our listeners who are running small businesses, something that I did for years and recommend highly to put this fresh look idea into action. I, for years, would have the discipline of finding a new person who lived locally. We sell nationally, but I would find somebody local who I didn't know who had bought our product and try. The goal was once a month. I didn't always achieve that, but try to get somebody I didn't know and pay for lunch, make it easy because everybody stops for lunch, mm-hmm. and invite somebody to sit with me over lunch and how are you using what we're selling? What's your business like? And get that person who bought our product to talk to me about what works, what other problems, how is business going, and just an open-ended discussion.
Interesting.
And as the company grew, we have 65 employees now. As the company grew, it became something that I spread to half a dozen people who were in key positions, mm-hmm. product development, marketing, even our finance person, was urged, and I didn't make it like you're going to be fired if you don't, but they were all urged and encouraged to arrange, the goal was once a month, to get out of the office with somebody they didn't know who was related to our market and just talk about business.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with keeping your
marketing,
mind open.
Marketing by walking around, not business.
Well,
marketing by walking around.
And by listening. And I would, as I did this, I would encourage my people, now, set the conversation right, because the danger is they're going to try to please you because you invited them to lunch, and so they're going to tell you how great your product is, and they're going to be lying to be polite, and they're not going to tell you what else bothers them in that market area or what's new to them, that's because they're going to be polite, and if you set it up wrong, then you won't get any new information. It will just be a nice lunch where everybody says nice things. But set it up so you're sincerely looking and for what's different and what's new and what are we not thinking about. So you get new information and new thought, and you get it from somebody who isn't part of your normal routine. That increases the odds that you're going to get new ideas and early warnings, mm-hmm. and the kind of business functions that you're looking for with the fresh look.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And I'll tell you, this is something that small business owners could do falling off a log, and yet we don't. Most people don't. And when I talk to small business owners about it, they're uncomfortable doing this. But But, you know, there ought to be someone who's a regular customer. If you got a diner or you got a whatever kind of business you got, find someone that's a regular customer. I always tell people, Tim, find somebody you're pretty sure you can't run off. You know what I mean? They love yeah. They love your stuff, and they're going to be what my friend Noah St. John calls a loving mirror. They're willing to tell you the truth about your business because they want you to be in business. They love your products.
Yeah.
And let them be the you know, tell you the truth about it. That's an excellent suggestion, Tim. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great years of service, and keep up the good work and come back soon.
Oh, back at you. Thank you, Jim, for what you do.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. TimBerry.com is the website. You'll thank me later when you go there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.